in the jungle. What's going on? A tremendous Monday to you. My name is Jim Rome. Nice to be back. Welcome to the program. As you know, the program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. All right, open phones in hour number one. I've got three interviews. I'm going to go back to back in hour number two, but the first hour is open. Hit me. Get in here right now. 1-800-636-8686. We are now 11 days to Smack Off 25, the silver anniversary Smack Off. 11 days. Again, that does not mean 11 shows. It means 11 days. 1-800-636-8686. Hit me up on Twitter, too, at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at HaveAtake.com. All right, the interview is set up like this. Coming up at the top of hour number two, an NBA columnist for the LA Times, Dan Wojcicki. Also in hour number two, PGA Tour Pro, Patrick Cantlay. Eddie Olczyk in hour number three to talk some hockey. It's going to be a game seven. St. Louis had their chance. Boston sends it back home.
St. Louis.
So we're going to break that all down. You've got your phone number. You know where to find me on Twitter. Hit me up on email. Now, I was off on Thursday and Friday. I went to New York. I had some business there. A lot has happened since I was last in this seat. The Blues took a 3-2 series lead. Boston tied it up. Rafa Nadal won another French Open. Rory looked unbelievable in winning in Canada and then threw on a Kyle Lowry jersey. Another former Urban Meyer player at Florida charged with murder. Yeah, I know, least surprising thing ever. I know. And the list goes on. But here's something that did not change. The Toronto Raptors. I told you before game three that just because Golden State got that split in Toronto and they were going back home did not mean that series was over. It did not mean that Toronto was going to roll over and look for a nice place to die. And they didn't. These dudes love the taste of their own blood. They got punched in the face in game two in their own building. And they have been landing haymakers of their own ever since. They're an absolute machine. Klay Thompson didn't go in game three. Steph Curry put up 47, and the Raptors still ran them right out of the gym. Klay Thompson and Kevon Looney somehow came back for game four. Somehow they came back for game four. They both play their asses off, and Golden State still gets hammered. The Warriors had a lead in the first half, but they were not playing that well. They were making mistakes. They let Toronto hang around. The Raptors were biding their time. Kawhi couldn't have been more patient. And then in the second half, Toronto hit the afterburners, and the Warriors gassed out. Sure, at some point, it was all going to catch up with Golden State. And you might try to argue that Toronto is just healthier, and they are that. But you really can't argue that Toronto is not the better team. They are right now. There's no debating that. Not at this time. Again, I hate to say that I told you so, but I told you the Raptors were not just Kawhi and company. I mean, sure, Kawhi is putting up really stupid numbers in the postseason. Jordan-esque numbers in a postseason. I mean, honestly, that good. You can mention the two of them in the same sentence legitimately. Jordan and Kawhi. You can as it relates to Kawhi and what he's doing in the postseason. He's doing Jordan-esque things. And they're winning because he's doing that. But he's not the only reason why. Because unlike the Warriors, who are just not getting contributions from anybody other than Steph and Klay, pretty much everybody is stepping up for the Raptors. Serge Ibaka, an absolute force. 20 points, 4 boards, 2 blocks. He did all of that in 22 minutes. And then there's Fred VanVleet. I mean, holy crap. FVV takes an accidental shot to the head from Sean Livingston, the kind of shot that could typically end your night. He's lying on the floor, bleeding out with parts of his tooth in his mouth, some on the court. He goes to the locker room. He gets 7 stitches in his face. He comes back to the bench, and then he's ready to re-enter the game. They didn't need him. By that time, they had blown the game wide open. But still, he dropped this quote after the game.
You know, losing a tooth is not fun, and so, obviously the stitches I can deal with, but I was more upset that I could have the remnants of my teeth floating around in my mouth as I was laying there on the ground.
There you go. I mean, that's pretty much who these guys are. That's their identity. They're not just good, they're tough as hell. Really freaking tough. And they're running into a Warriors team that's banged up, busted up, and looks absolutely spent. I mean, meanwhile, the Raptors have put all that talk about what might happen in the future to the side. Because the future is right now. They're one win away from an NBA title. You want to talk about free agency or about how Kawhi reportedly bought some property in Toronto? I don't. I don't want to have that conversation. You want to talk about this exchange? Because I don't want to hit on this either.
There was some speculation earlier this week that you had purchased property in the city. I'm just curious if you wanted to clarify if, in fact, that actually occurred.
No, it didn't. Didn't happen yet, no.
You want to freak out about yet? You want to lose your mind over those three letters? You want to try and parse them for what they mean? Man, take that someplace else. There will be plenty of time for that. Now, if you want to talk about his new nickname, the Board Man, we can do that. And I know the Board Man gets paid, but I don't care who's going to be paying him next month. I'm not about that. Not now. Let's talk about now. Let's talk about how Toronto is one win from an NBA championship. And they know it, even if they aren't showing it or acting like it. Did you see the Raptors walking off the floor Friday night? Did you see them walking off the floor at the end of Game 4? While Raptor fans were in Oakland taking over Oracle and partying, there was not a single Raptors player celebrating. They had just won two straight on the road against the two-time defending champs. They're 48 minutes from an NBA championship, and yet it seems like nobody's even happy. You couldn't even find a smile. That's how locked in they are. About the only humor from them was their Twitter account, dropping a Full House parody featuring the players in the opening credits and the caption, "Successful business trip to the Bay Area, hashtag We the North." And if the team is locked in, you know their fans are. I mean, hell. Fans were reportedly lining up for Jurassic Park on Friday. The game is tonight. They were lining up on Friday. Fans at Jurassic Park on a Friday night to watch Game 4. They didn't go home. They got right back in line when the horn sounded. They didn't look to take a night off. They didn't think, yeah, maybe I'll go home, get a shower, rest up, get prepared for tonight. No, they took the pickup game rules to heart. Winners stay. Oh, our team just won Game 4? Let's get back in line. Let's run this thing back again. No wonder Masai went to visit them last night at midnight. His fans were unreal. I mean, that's incredible. Again, these people were camping out not to attend the game, not on the off chance that they might score a ducat or two. They were camping out days in advance to watch the game outside in Jurassic Park. Who the hell does that? Raptor fan. That's who. They're unbelievable. And now their team is a game away from shocking the Warriors and the rest of the world. And the only ones who aren't shocked are the players and the coaches in that locker room. Oh, and my man, Masai, who put it all together. And if you thought that city and that arena were allowed for games 1 and 2 for the finals, that's nothing compared to what's going to happen in Game 5 tonight. A chance to beat the Warriors and win their first NBA title in franchise history at home. Look the hell out. And then we talk about KD. That's a totally different take. Whether or not Kevin Durant will go tonight, and I think he will. All the speculation seems to be that he will give it a shot. I think he will. But somebody other than him. I mean, that in and of itself is not going to be enough. Because what are you really going to get from him tonight? That in and of itself will not be enough to send this thing back to Oakland, but that is a separate take. 1-800-636-8686. And just one other teaser on that take. That whole thing with KD is weird. It's just weird, right? The whole thing is just really weird. Normally, to me, weird is good. This is just weird. And I'm not in any way judging this guy at all. I'm not questioning him. I'm not questioning his toughness. I'm not questioning his commitment. I'm not going to spit a bunch of lava about his free agency. I'm just saying it's weird. Really weird. But we'll get into all that a little bit later on. 1-800-636-8686. So I've got that thought. Dodgers, Giants. Man, how awesome was that? How awesome was Mad Bum and Max Muncy? Well, Muncy was awesome. Mad Bum, who I love and respect, not so cool. But I'll get into that later on, too. Again, hit me up. You're 11 days away from the Smack Off. 1-800-636-8686. Rory got nice. Is it going to be enough? I mean, the guy looked amazing. He looked amazing. But can he roll that into a major this week? We've seen this act before. So I will get into that topic as well. We've got a Smack Off player profile. Today, the winningest player in the event. The Cablin Asian.
Cablin Asian, the friendly ghost. The
friendliest ghost you know.
In horribly bright, pasty white. Cablin Asian, the
friendly
ghost.
He's got 5. The PIC's got 4. The Cablin Asian made a return last year to the Smack Off. I'm not sure what his plans are this year. He is welcome to attend. After all, he is the all-time winner, a 5-time champ. When that's set up as an all-time battle. The BIC trying to run down the all-time champ. So we'll see. I'm not sure what his plans are, but I've got a player profile, which will drop a little bit later on today. Again, 1-800-636-8686. Open phones in hour number one. I was in New York on Thursday and Friday. I'm back now. Feels good. Come and get some. It's going to be a good day. Hit me up. Thank you, Alvin. Thank you so little, Alvin. The sun is out. The temperature is heating up. That means it is finally grilling season. I hit mine yesterday for the first time this year. This season, you want to eat like the party never ends with Kingsford. Grill burgers, chicken, corn, brats, ribs, all kinds of food. With that mouth-watering, died-and-gone-to-heaven flavor that only Kingsford can fire up. Pick up a bag of Kingsford charcoal at your local retailer. Start something big. It's not a party if you're not eating good. And you're not eating good unless you're eating food good with Kingsford. Kingsford, get it at your local retailer.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
All right, once again, Smack Off 25, proudly presented by my pals at Vivid Seats. This year, Vivid Seats is giving every Smack Off caller that makes it on air on June 21st, $50 towards the purchase of tickets on VividSeats.com or the Vivid Seats app. Now, I can't tell you who's going to win the Smack Off, but I can guarantee a first-class experience with Vivid Seats because they back up every single purchase with a 100% buyer guarantee. Download the Vivid Seats app or visit VividSeats.com. Rome. Quick email. Rome. Fred Van Vliet lost a tooth. Justin Bieber is going to lose all his teeth when I do a running karate kick into his face. Signed, Tom Cruise, training for his big fight.
That's right.
Is Maverick actually in training for the big fight? I haven't heard that. I did see Biebs tweet out, quote, "I want to challenge Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared, and you will never live it down. Who is willing to put on the fight?" At Dana White. Haven't heard from Dana. I think Conor McGregor is all about it, though. Yeah, I don't know who's going to put that on. I don't know who's going to promote that. I don't know that Mav is going to bite. I don't really know what Biebs' beef with Mav is. If, in fact, he has one at all. Or he's just doing what guys do. Looking at another guy like, I can take him. And then tweeting it out. Probably looking for a little interaction. Anyway, I don't really know. If you're asking me who you got, I haven't looked at the tail of that tape yet. Not until I hear Mav respond. And if Mav's going to ignore the whole thing, so am I. 1-800-636-8686. We will go open phones this hour. I was in New York over the weekend. Actually, not even over the weekend. At the end of last week. So that was not a case clones of, damn, Rome, more vacation. No, that was just business off of the air. Another quick New York run. Wah! It's Adam Hawk.
Wah!
At JJ Sportmo. How did that first Peloton bike ride feel after crushing that tasty airport gourmet meal that you posted on the gram this weekend? Dude, how badly do you think I needed that? All right, so really quickly, let me tell you how that went down. So Thursday afternoon, I fly to New York at 3 p.m. Pacific time. That put me in on Thursday now. That put me in about midnight, a little bit after midnight. Now, keep in mind, when I go to New York for the NFL on CBS, my drill is always exactly the same. I fly out of L.A. Saturday morning at 9 a.m. That generally puts me in JFK five-ish. By the time I get my bag, and yes, I'm the idiot who checks. I still check. I'm like a dinosaur because I don't want the suit getting all jacked up. So I check it. Yes, I know, Rome, if you carry it on board, it probably won't get jacked up either. Don't ask why. I just do. So I'm the moron that still checks.
Check it.
That puts me in Saturday night. This is during the year when I do this 8 times. That puts me in normally around 5-ish, which puts me in the hotel 7-ish. And it's always a nightmare, man. Traffic in New York. I was born and raised in L.A. And L.A. traffic is like the worst ever, except for New York City. There's nothing like it. So whenever I fly into New York and I leave JFK, man, the traffic's unbelievable on the freeway. But you know this. You know this. And then you fight it, and you fight it, and you fight it. Then you get into the city, and it's even worse. That was not my experience on Thursday night. It was amazing. I get, obviously, Thursday night, past midnight, I get in the car. I'm driving into Manhattan. It's awesome. And it's not the winter. All right, so it's not a cloud in the sky. And there's nobody on the road. I'm having the best night of my life. Awesome. Until I got to the city where there was nothing going on except Fifth Avenue was closed. And I have no idea why. Then the bottleneck and the gridlock. And then the ride turned out to be about as long as it normally is. Point of that story is I get into my hotel, kind of strung out. Really don't fall out till about 2:45 a.m. Maybe 3 a.m. And I'm trying to stay down, right? Not crush the mini bar. Didn't eat anything except for crappy airplane food. Do my event. The event's running a little bit late. We move our flight back. That photo that guy's talking about, go to my Instagram page right now and see the airport meal that I smashed. That was after eating only 2 eggs that morning and then not eating again until like 3. And notice the monster martini in the picture. So you might imagine, I smashed that thing around 3, 2 maybe. By the time I get on the airplane, halfway back on a 6-hour flight, I'm already hungover. I'm already hungover and it's like 4 o'clock in LA. Weird, man. And by the way, a typical Rome, New York run where I stayed 16 hours total. That said, it was great. Went to the Talkers convention, Talkers 2019. Me and my attorney, David Feldman. We spent, I want to say maybe an hour backstage before my keynote address with Bill O'Reilly. Me, Feldman, and Bill O'Reilly. Just talking sports and politics. Good time. Had a really good time. So to answer your question, what was it like the first time I got on the Peloton after I smashed that meal? Oh, I needed it, yo. I needed it badly. Felt great. It always feels great. And that was the New York run. I was there 16 hours total. Flew out on Thursday, did the speech on Friday, turned around, came right back. That's how we do it. All right, so let's go to the phones. I've got Dan Wojcicki coming up top of the hour. 1-800-636-8686. Wait. Damn, Hawk, I haven't seen you run that fast ever. This email says, pimp in the freaking box. Great to see you on that side of the glass. We missed you. Regards, Ike's tennis ball glide walker. lumbar support cushion, and life alert necklace.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Signed, Geoff and Lincoln. War Ike, being the old person on the freeway, driving straight for miles with their blinker on. You know, again, I'm not sure if what I'm about to say is going to make it better or worse. Ike is like 10 years younger than me. Why are you doing him like that? Ike does not have a life alert necklace. Ike does not have lumbar support cushions. Ike does not use a tennis ball glide walker. I see him glide around the facility all day long. There is no tennis ball involved. I can't speak for Ike on the freeway, but I'm assuming he's not that guy either who drives miles at a time with the blinker on. Dude's just not that old. He's not even as old as me.
It's right. Lit!
It's Rit! It's Rit, and he's booked this week's podcast. Uriah Faber was coming out of retirement to fight once again in Sacktown. Let's go to the ABQ. The REX in the ABQ. Hello, Rex.
Hey, Jimmy. I think Mav is already on his Peloton training for this fight. But who's Mav's cut man going to be? Is it going to be Hollywood or Wolfman? And are they going to oil up on the beach before the bout? But I just quickly wanted to hit on your open. The Warriors are just gripping. I mean, they're busted up. They're limping along. They might as well just be put down. Signed, the Santa Anita Racetrack.
That's classic.
No. You don't like that car. I don't like that car. Not a very good car.
Hey, Rex, why don't you do what you always do? Call this show, say something regrettable, and then run around Twitter and get high-fived by the three dopes who think that's funny. Yo, bro, nobody's making light of that. Nobody's happy about that. Nobody thinks that's funny. And it's a serious, serious issue. And I acknowledge that. I'm not happy about it at all. None of us are. Nobody in the game is. And you sure as hell aren't helping them, Rex. My man is so determined not to be a part of that smack-off, isn't he? I will never do that, Jimmy. I'd rather just call the show four times a week and say things like that. I don't need your smack-off. I can't win that thing anyway. I'm way more popular anyway than anybody who does win that thing. I'm Rex. Tell me how my ass tastes. Right, Rex?
Tell me how my ass tastes.
1-800-636-86 86. Y'all got to get off Ike. The only one who thinks any of that stuff's funny is James Kelly. And why James Kelly finds humor in it, I have no idea. My God, big head, look in the mirror. I'm not having that, man.
Omaha!
I'm not having XR4TI on XR4TI crime. I'm not having that. I'm not here for that. All right, when we come back, we are still wide open in hour number one. Halfway through it, Dan Wojcicki, top of hour two, and then Patrick Cantley. So we're going back to back. The next segment is the segment you want to use to get through. Eddie Olczyk in the third hour. When we come back, my thoughts on KD and the Warriors and what's going to happen tonight. First up, though, here is a sports update for you.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Monday is an Ask the Pros Day where you get to ask me a question and brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Just go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Ask your question there. Listen later on. I might answer yours. And in the meantime, think O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all of your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. We talked about Toronto. Let's talk Golden State now. Toronto with a chance to end the dynasty tonight. Then you've got the Warriors down 3-1 in the finals. Normally a pretty good time to smash the panic button, but if they're gripping, they're not showing it. Klay Thompson, not only appeared to not be panicking, he appeared to break out the Kawhi laugh when he was asked a question.
We all know about Game 6, Clay, but there might not be a Game 6. Are we going to see a Game 5, Clay, instead now?
You're going to see me, and you're going to see me being myself, and you're just going to see a resilient Warrior team. We've been backed, our backs against the wall before with this same group.
Oh, man. Only Clay. Only freaking Clay. If, in fact, that's what I think it was, because that sounds pretty much exactly like Kawhi, except it's coming from Clay. As an example, here's Kawhi. Here's Clay. Kawhi. Clay. I mean, I could do that for the rest of the program, just back and forth. I could do that for the rest of the program and just try to figure out who is who. But that's not the important thing right now for the Warriors. The most important thing right now for the Warriors is figuring out a way to do Toronto in their own house on a night when they've got a chance to clinch, on a night where Jurassic Park is filled with people who've been sleeping over for the last couple of days. Most important thing is finding a way to get this thing back to Oakland. The second most important thing is figuring out if Kevin Durant is going to play tonight. Now, it looks like he will. Personally, I think he'll be out there. I think he'll give it a go. Now, to be real about this, I've got to say the Kevin Durant injury situation has been weird. Like, really, really weird. And normally, as you know, this is where I say weird is good. But not this weird. This type of weird is just that. It's just weird. Like, remember when the Warriors swept the Blazers in the Western Conference Finals and the thinking was good, good, because now they'll have more than a week off, almost a week and a half off, and then KD will be ready for the finals. Except he wasn't. DeMarcus Cousins came back first. And then KD traveled to Toronto for the first two games, so the thought was, yeah, maybe he doesn't play in the opener, but he'll be ready for game two. But he didn't. And then he was going to return midway through the series, which meant maybe game three. But it wasn't that either. But if not game three, then certainly game four. Then that didn't happen. And now the Warriors are on the brink of elimination. Now we're told he might play because he finally practiced. And again, I think that he will go. But I definitely thought that he would have played by now. Like, I'm pretty sure he'll play tonight, but I was certain that he would have played by now. I mean, we're talking about arguably the best player in the world. One of the most competitive guys ever. There's no debating that. And he's got teammates who are busted up, and they're out there doing whatever they can to keep that dynasty alive. You know that guy wants to be there, right? And we're not talking about some meaningless regular season games either. They're playing for the Larry O. So yeah, the whole thing is weird. It's just weird. And he did practice yesterday, which is good. But as ESPN's Nick Friedell tweeted, quote, if KD got some work in today against the rest of his teammates, it wasn't much. He was one of the first players back in the locker room, and the Warriors weren't on the floor very long to begin with. End quote. So the good news is, he practiced. The bad news is they weren't on the floor very long, and he was the first one back in. And then he was seen leaving the arena without a limp. Again, good news. But he had ice on his calf / Achilles. So that might not be so good. I mean, that's the thing, right? Here's the thing. It's impossible to know what's going on. Like, was the injury worse than the Warriors let on in the first place? Or has it gotten worse over time? Is it just gamesmanship by the team? Is it KD? Who the hell knows? Nobody knows. It's just so weird and so bizarre that a two-time finals MVP, one of the greatest players of all time, has not played in this series, and nobody has any idea if and when he is going to play. That's weird. One of the greatest players ever has been reduced to high-fiving guys in the tunnel at halftime and after games. And yet, it's not the biggest story. Nobody really knows what to say about this whole thing. Now, I want to be very clear about this. I didn't open up my mouth and have a bunch of lava come spewing out. This is not about challenging or questioning Durant's toughness. It's not about that. It's certainly not about spinning it into some lame free agency narrative. Not at all. Again, the guy wants to be out there. Any competitor would want to be out there, especially when he knows what's going on. His team is gassed out. They're struggling without him. They need him. And you know when he sees guys like Clay and Looney busting their asses to get back on the court, and Steph Curry and Andre Iguodala and Draymond Green playing through what they're playing through, you know he wants to rejoin that fight. He wants to be out there. Because it's not some January road trip. It's the NBA Finals. What? You think this guy doesn't want a ring? You think he doesn't want another ring? You think he's good with a couple he has? You think he doesn't want to come back tonight and lead the Warriors to three straight wins and get another Finals MVP? You think that guy doesn't want to be the guy who leads Golden State back from down 3-1? It would be legendary. It would be an all-time great comeback. You think he doesn't want that? Hell yes, he does. And you know his teammates want him back because that team is busted up and gassing out. Man, they're tough. They're proud. They're good. But they've played more than 500 games over the past 5 years. By my count, tonight will be their 104th playoff game of this run. So that's not only an extra season and a quarter, that's an extra season and a quarter of high-pressure playoff games. Man, it adds up. It takes a toll. It catches up. And that toll is being paid right now by all these guys. Look at them. They're exhausted. They're broken down. They're sitting on empty. And now they've got to go up against a machine in Toronto that was really smart and really careful about managing Kawhi's minutes throughout the regular season. So if there was ever a time for the Warriors to get that injection, that emotional and energetic lift from somebody returning, it's right now. So again, the question, is Kevin Durant going to play tonight? All signs point to yes, at least right now. Then the other question, what kind of a Kevin Durant do you get? What kind of a KD do you get if he does go tonight after over a month and all of one practice? Yeah, I could argue that any percentage of Kevin Durant is better than no percentage of Kevin Durant. But I could also argue this. If that guy's out there, there is no doubt Toronto goes right at him defensively the moment he steps on the floor. If he steps on the floor, they're going to want to test that calf. They're going to want to see what this guy has. And the entire basketball world wants to see it too. I know this much. I don't hear any dopes arguing that Golden State's better without Kevin Durant. Because nobody who matters would have ever tried to argue that point. Brilliant take, dudes who sling lava. You mean you're better without a dude who's got a 7'5" wingspan, who can get his own shot up and over pretty much anybody who has ever played the game whenever he wants? You're better without that guy. And not to mention, that's not the only thing the guy can do to help you. Oh, okay. All right, fine. But I'm telling you, some people will throw any kind of bleep up against the wall just to see whether or not it sticks. That said, as I mentioned earlier, some of this guy is better than none of this guy, but some of this guy in and of itself is not going to be enough to send that thing back to Oakland. They need more. They need somebody else to show up and ball out. He can't be the only one if he does. Klay and Steph cannot play 1.5-on-5 and beat Toronto. So again, my bottom line here, I'm not going to question this guy's toughness. I'm not going to question this guy's willingness to play through what he's dealing with. I think a lot of you have an amazing threshold for his pain. This guy's an all-time great. If he could be out there, I'm sure he would be. But I do want to say, the whole thing is weird. It's just weird. It's just weird that we have no idea. It's just weird that we don't know.
I'm Kevin Durant. You know who I am.
It's just weird. And then some of you might be thinking, yeah, Rome, They're saying the right things, but how do you think his teammates really feel? You know, Clay's out there on one leg. Looney's out there, and he was supposed to be out the rest of the series. How do they really feel? I don't know. Let's go to the guy who normally says exactly how he feels, Draymond Green.
As far as KD, you know, there's been hope that he will come back the whole series. So, you know, that's not going to change now. Obviously, we hope to have him, but we'll see what happens. You know, we don't make that final call. He don't really even make that final call. His body will tell him if he can get out there or not. And if he can, great. If not, we still got to try to find a way to win the next game.
One game at a time. You got to find a way to do it. They've been on the other side of this. Cleveland did them when they were down 3-1. They're busted up, though. And this part of it, Toronto's just better. Toronto is the better team right now. They are. They're healthier, but they're better. I mean, is there anybody listening in Toronto right now? Anybody in the North want to tell me what it's like back there? Anybody want to tell me what it's like before you have your shot at winning an NBA championship? Next best thing, Calgary. Let's go to Rich in Calgary. Good to have you, Rich. How are you?
Hey, Jim. I'm good. How are you, man?
Great. Awesome.
First time, long time. Thanks for the vine. Yep. Just quickly, that Jurassic Park in Toronto is incredible. It's the most amazing thing I've seen on TV. But it's happening across the whole country. There's Jurassic Parks with thousands of people everywhere. Even in Calgary, like today, people are already lined up to get in there. There's going to be thousands of people just watching that game tonight in Calgary in a huge viewing place. And I can't wait to go with my wife. It's going to be incredible. And secondly, just on Kawhi Leonard, it doesn't matter if he stays or goes. What he's done for basketball in Canada now is absolutely incredible. Like, my 14-year-old son has quit playing hockey, and now he's just strictly basketball. Him and his 10 buddies were having their own little viewing party at the house today. They're just stoked on basketball, and that's all I really have to say. War the North. Thanks for the vine.
War the North. Nice job, Rich. So his point is this is not just a Toronto thing, that there are Jurassic Parks everywhere, not just that one, and that we're all congregating, we're all checking it out. He said, it got my kid to put down his hockey stick. He and all of his boys were playing basketball. Kawhi did that. Kawhi. Kawhi Leonard, of all guys. Kawhi Leonard, who really almost never, ever says anything about anything. You know where Kawhi Leonard came up, don't you? You know where he's from, don't you? Inland Empire, baby. Hell yes. The Inland Empire, 909 for life. I'm not close enough to this guy. And by that, I mean I'm not close at all to this guy. We haven't had him on the show in quite some time. Back in the day, he would do it. I wonder if he rocks a 909 area code, telephone number. That'd be so awesome. I think my man Eric Weddle is still rocking a 909 cell phone number. If I were from Riverside or Norco or Fontana or Corona or Upland, hell yes, I'd keep a 909 number. Me, I'm 818 for life. But if I were from one of those areas, I'd go 909. Jamie in Green Bay tweets, Warriors better win tonight, or they will be hearing a lot from Aubrey's bum ass.
Bum ass.
Dan in Denver. Warriors having to play without Durant would be like Lef having to call without me. Regards, Rich Flores. 11 days till the smack off. Today's smack off player profile. The friendly ghost, the Cabanasian. The five-time winner, the Cablanasian. That doesn't mean that he'll be there day of. I'm not sure what his plans are, but I have a player profile. Coming up next, Dan Wojcicki of the LA Times. We break down tonight's game in the NBA Finals. We'll talk Kevin Durant with him. That's coming up next.